Hello, this is Laura Rivera-Belke, and today on Azure Friday, I have Kit Merker with me from JFrog, and yes. We're going to see some great things that you've been developing that work with AKS.
That's right.
So can you talk to me about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me here. So I used to work at Microsoft, so it's great to be back here in Building 25 in Redmond campus. I worked at Google for a little bit, and I worked on the Kubernetes project there as a product manager. And now I'm leading the ecosystem and the partnerships at JFrog. And if you don't know JFrog, I know you're
yes.
very familiar before. JFrog's best known for our flagship product. It's called Artifactory. And
right.
Artifactory is a package management binary repository for all the different types of software, all the little pieces that make up software applications. We store it there, make it really easy for people to go from code to the cloud.
So it's a repository
yes.
for your Kubernetes assets, your containers assets, I should say.
More than just the containers. So, you know, Azure has the Azure Container Registry, which lets you store all of your Docker images. But inside of those Docker images, you actually have different languages and binaries that are being used. So you can think about the different languages, Java, PHP, Node, et cetera, .NET. You get these different pieces can be stored in Artifactory. And then when you build through your continuous delivery pipeline, you can push the container images into ACR and then deploy them to AKS. And that's exactly what I'm going to show today.
Fantastic. Why don't you walk through what you've put together?
Sure thing. So just as kind of a high-level picture, we've got the flow from code to cloud. Okay? Mm-hmm. So developers today are using GitHub quite a bit for development and using Git for source control. So they're writing their software, they're storing it in Git, in the programming language. Then it goes through some sort of transformation and process to be built into computer-readable, computer-runnable code in what you know binaries, basically. And they can also combine those binaries with third-party packages they get from NPM or other central repositories. Artifactory stores all those pieces in one system and also lets you cache them so that if something like an outage, like the Teapot outage we saw recently, happens, it doesn't break your build.
Okay.
Once you've got that in Artifactory, then you can push it into the cloud, cache it in ACR, and then deploy it to AKS or to wherever else you want to run. Some people still run VMs, not just containers, so
right.
we support that as well.
Great.
Yep.
Great. So let's see what you put.
Well, I have one more slide I want to show you too. Just drilling in on the container story because we can go even more specific on that. We've been talking about Artifactory as a Kubernetes registry. Now, mm-hmm. a lot of people think of needing a Docker registry for their Kubernetes application where they store the containers. So this is really the end-to-end picture. Your containerized application that you're running in Kubernetes mm-hmm. is going to have an operating system and the related packages. It's going to have the programming languages. It's going to have your application. It's going to be wrapped up in Docker containers and then finally put into a Helm chart. It's going to describe the microservices. All of those different pieces is what you need for a Kubernetes registry, and that's the role that Artifactory can play in a full containerized setup. Now I can show you a little demo.
Okay.
You ready for the demo
yes.
now? Okay. Let me see if I can get it to work. So I'm going to take the perspective of kind of a DevOps engineer, if you will, so really kind of focusing on what's the infrastructure, the CI/CD infrastructure to get from a developer who's building an application, help them get their app to production. So I'm not going to write an app here. I've got a very, very basic app,
okay.
but you can imagine kind of supporting a whole team of developers that have different application needs. So it's a very simple app, and this is just an HTML file. This is, if it all works, just remember this for later, we're going to see this actually deployed onto AKS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've got all my code here in GitHub, and we've got a nice little example of a Kubernetes app. This is actually a Java app. It's going to use Gradle for the build, and it's going to use Tomcat to display it. We've got some instructions on how to get the Kubernetes cluster set up in AKS and a few other things. So if you want to follow along, you can go on to github.com/jfrogtraining, and you can find this example. I've also got a Jenkins pipeline set up here, and I'm going to just go ahead and kick this off because it's going to need a minute to run. The first step in the process that we're doing is we're actually taking the application code, and we're going to build that using Gradle. And it's just a simple Jenkins job written in Groovy. I've got the code over here in Atom. I'm using Atom today, which is the IDE that's actually made by GitHub. The first thing to notice in this pipeline is that step one, we're using the Artifactory server, and we're using the Artifactory plugins for Jenkins to make it super easy to build and resolve the dependencies that my Java application has against the other libraries. So I'm not having to find all the source code. I just use the plugin, helps me resolve my dependencies. That's the step we're running right now. Once that's done, which might take a second, okay. once that's done, we're going to go ahead and do the second step. And I'm kind of running this manually just to for the purposes of a demo.
Right.
In real life, this would happen kind of behind the scenes. I would have done
yep.
a pull request,
yep.
and it would have
just
you know,
kicked
off and yep. been magical and everything
yep.
else. Yeah. So once that's done, I'm going to go ahead and run the second step, which is to create a base image for the Docker image. So when we're using Docker, we are usually taking an application that's owned by the application developer, and we're going to use other dependencies and pre-built images that are usually managed by a different team. They're kind of making sure that you're not bringing in libraries you don't want, maybe you know vulnerable libraries, and you can kind of manage those. So you'll have a base image, and you'll rely on that base image, and then produce an application that you can actually deploy into production. So what I'm doing right now is I'm just building a base image that has the basic dependencies of the Java application. So let me hop back over to the code here. As you can see, this is another Gradle thing. Again, we're using Artifactory, and we're using the Artifactory plugin for Jenkins to produce the Java and Tomcat base image. Okay, so there's a build stage in here. We also have a test stage because testing is good.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also using
never test in production, right?
What's that?
You're not going to test in production.
We'll monitor in production, but we'll also test continuously. And I should also point out here, we have a stage for X-Ray. So we have another product that does security scanning. It basically looks at application code and finds vulnerabilities, lets you know about them, kicks off some different workflows. Let me show you, while that's running, because it's going to run for a second, let me show you in Artifactory. We can actually find some of the build information actually in Artifactory itself. This is the Artifactory UI. See, it says JFrog Artifactory right on it. And this is deployed on Azure. In fact, there's a really easy way to get started. You can run Artifactory as a SaaS service on Azure. So you can just go and get it up and running. It'll be on Azure behind the scenes. You can also deploy it onto AKS itself if you want. So really, really
so you
easy.
Can discover this by just going straight to Azure, saying add new, do a search for JFrog, and it will pop up the option for Artifactory.
That's exactly
so
right.
It's so all integrated right within the portal.
That's right. So if you go, I say the easiest way is to Bing for Artifactory Azure, and you can find all the different ways to get started. Very straightforward. The build browser is a really powerful part of Artifactory. We can go look at all the different artifacts that are here. There's a ton of different types. You can see that there's, like you mentioned, Bower, Docker, there's Gradle, Helm, all these different types that are in here. But I want to look at the builds because I'm producing Jenkins builds. And you can see here, the builds are actually, these are the different stages that were listed in the Jenkins UI, where we mm-hmm. saw the Jenkins pipeline. And I'm going to check on it, make sure it's almost done. And we go click in on this, we can look at, for example, the Docker image that was already produced. And we can see all the different build versions of the Docker container. Now that I'm here, I can see all the different stuff. I can see the environment variables from the machine when it was built. I can see the issues related, if there are any. I can see what open source licenses it's using. I can see the diff of it. I can see the release history. And what's really cool is to be able to compare with the previous build.
Right, right.
Yeah, I was saying this before. So I can look at comparing 46 versus 44, and I'll be able to see the changes in that relative to the other build. And you can see all the different layers. You can see all the dependencies, all the different pieces that make up this artifact. Yeah. So here you can see the diff. These three things were updated in this
mm-hmm.
version. Okay. All right. Cool. So now we've created. Oh, come on. 1 minute left. It's so close. We're gonna have that pushed. This is now where we're pushing it into ACR. The next step, which I'm going to go ahead and kick off because it doesn't have a dependency on it, is we're going to actually create a Helm chart. Okay. So Helm, as you may know, is mm-hmm. a open source project. It's a package manager for Kubernetes. It actually was just recently promoted to be a top level Cloud Native Computing Foundation project, which is really exciting for
the
Helm team. And a bunch of Microsoft people work on that. So if I look at the code for what we're doing here, we're taking the Helm, we have a Helm chart template. And in the build process, we're going to replace some of the values in the template with the specific outputs from the build. So we have a build
okay.
number. We're going to replace that in the Helm chart. So now this Helm chart we're going to produce, this new one, it's about this particular run. So next time we run it, we'll get a new set of numbers. That way we won't accidentally release the wrong container images. Okay?
And that integrates then with Artifactory, where Artifactory can gather all of the information that you're...
Exactly.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you got it exactly right. So we're pulling all this info from Artifactory in the Jenkins mm-hmm. pipeline, And then that's giving us a bunch of new artifacts that we're ready to deploy. But we can trace it all the way back to Git, to GitHub, which is really the important thing. So okay, so now we got a Helm chart, and that refers to those Docker images. That's already done. So we're almost ready to push the big red button, actually, to do the final deployment to AKS. Now, before I do that, I just want to got to go back to the step five. Okay, before I do that, I want to show you, I've got my Microsoft Azure dashboard up and running here. Mm-hmm. I've also got the command line over here. I just realized I've been kind of ignoring the command line, but a lot of this stuff could be done from the command line as well. So, for example, I can browse the resources that I currently have running in the AKS. I can see the Kubernetes cluster that's running right now mm-hmm. in Azure that's loading up. So this is actually deployed on Azure right now. This is my cluster that's running. So I can see that, which is great because you have this Kubernetes UI. It's the same on every cloud, same on-prem, same on your laptop. So you get a really consistent view, which is mm-hmm. one of the great things about Kubernetes. And then in the dashboard, I can see I've got my ACR repository right here. I've got my repository that's got, I really like this UI, by the way. I think it's very cool. I can see my Docker app right there, all the different versions that I've published into ACR. Mm-hmm. And this is actually where we're going to deploy it. Now, one really cool part about having ACR and AKS together, even though I'm using Helm and I'm using these other package types and different repository types, ACR is kind of co-located with AKS, and AKS and ACR are adding new regions all the time. So when I'm thinking about my application globally across the whole Azure planet, right, having all of the Docker images close to AKS means that when mm-hmm. I go to deploy, it should be very fast. Okay.
Right.
And be able to do it at scale, which I think is just a really cool use case that brings together both Artifactory and ACR into the whole container story. So here we go. I'm going to push the button, and we're going to deploy the app, and we're going to get a nice message.
All right.
Okay. Do you want to do the honors? You can just click right there.
Sure.
Let's see it. Okay. So this is just going to take a second, and if it works, then when we load up this web page, we should see a nice message. Let me go back and get the URL for the web page it's going to deploy. I've got it right here. So we just need to wait until it's done deploying, and then we'll be able to push it in. 30 seconds. So
so you started from scratch. You built a new application, and you want to walk through those steps that we just went through. So just to sum up.
Yeah, that's perfect. So first up, we had an app that we got from one of our developers.
Right.
It happened to be a Java app, but it could have been in any language, .NET or whatever.
Yep.
We set them up in Jenkins so that they could get a continuous delivery pipeline from code to cloud.
Right.
We ran through a bunch of steps. Number one, building the app. Two, getting a base image with all my dependencies. Three, getting a product-ready Docker images ready to deploy. We generated a Helm chart for that build with the specific mm-hmm. build numbers that we needed in order to deploy it. And then we just finally pushed it out to ACR, and we're going to deploy it into AKS.
Okay.
Okay. And it looks like it's done, so we should see, hopefully, a nice message. There we go. It worked. All right.
That's great.
That's the demo.
That's great. Well, thank you very much. Where can people learn more about JFrog and Artifactory?
So jfrog.com is a great place to go. We have a ton of content about how to use JFrog Artifactory with Azure, with mm-hmm. Kubernetes. We have a bunch of blogs we're producing all the time. So there's a lot of good information out there. Tons of stuff on GitHub, too.
And this is all available today.
That's right. It's all available today.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Laura Rebelke, and today on Azure Friday, I was talking with Kit Merker about JFrog and Artifactory.